things looking, Nova? With most of the galactic armor pieces, do you think we have a shot at defeating Nebulos?
It doesn't look good, River. Even with most of the pieces, I'm not sure it will be enough to stop him.
Seriously? But we're only missing one piece.
You're right, Dex. But you saw how powerful Nebulos was last time.
Dex! River! Leo and I were just looking for you!
Yeah! Hollywood said he can beat you in a hot dog eating contest, Dex!
As if. I will never be defeated. Especially when the hot dogs have sardines on them.
Ew! Ooh! Are you guys putting together the galactic armor? Wait a second. Something's missing.
Bubbles? The helmet, remember? Nebulos still has the helmet.
Right.
Unfortunately, even if we had the helmet, whoever wears the galactic armor will still have a hard time against Nebulos.
What? Why? I thought the galactic armor was the most powerful armor in the universe. Wasn't that the whole reason Alitar created it?
Alitar never planned for the armor to be the most powerful artifact in the universe. The pieces have their own powers, yes, but what truly gives it a unique strength is that it boosts the powers of whoever is wearing it. Alitar himself was incredibly strong.
So, if I wore the armor, like, I could create a whole army of water horses?
I think what Nova means, Bubbles, is that the armor makes your powers bigger. You know, almost like a battery.
Oh.
Is that why the suit would change depending on who was wearing it? Like how it changed to a little sweater for Bubbles' dog Buster?
Exactly.
So what do we do then?
I have a plan. But in order for this plan to work, we need to gather the rest of the Starkeepers here. And quickly.
Fern, do you know why Nova called everyone together?
I was gonna ask you, Tank. Do you think it has to do with Nebulos?
I'm really not sure, but whatever it is, I'm sure we'll all be okay. Nova's always got a plan.
Is everyone here?
So, is this like because I challenged you to a hot dog eating contest? You really don't have to if you don't want to, Dex.
Okay, first of all, I would totally beat you in the contest, Hollywood.
Dex, the plan, remember?
Oh, right. I know you're probably all wondering what's going on.
Yeah, like, what's going on?
We wanted to get everyone together because Nova has a plan to help the Starkeepers defeat Nebulos. For good this time.
Thank you, Dex. And thank you, Starkeepers, for coming together. As you know, we were successful in retrieving most of the missing galactic armor pieces.
We were!
Yeah!
But the pieces need to be powered up in order for us to have even the slightest chance against Nebulos.
What do you mean, powered up?
And why would you need us to do that?
The truth is, Glacia, the galactic armor only works if something or someone is powering it. It's why Nebulos was able to do so much damage with the helmet.
So when you say power up the suit, you mean power it up with our Starkeeper powers.
If we can power up the pieces of the galactic armor, whoever is wearing it should be strong enough to take Nebulos on.
The plan is split into four parts. Part one, we charge up the suit. Part two, we find Nebulos. Part three, get the helmet back. Part four, defeat Nebulos once and for all.
Wait, you want us to get the helmet back? But Nova, that's impossible. No way is Nebulos gonna let it out of his sight after what Bubbles and I pulled last time.
I know it seems impossible, Leo, but if we follow the plan, we have a shot.
Well, I guess I'll go first and try to power up the armor. Do I just place my hand on it?
Activate your portal caster and hold it near the armor. The armor will do the rest.
River, are we sure about this?
If Nova says this will work, then it will work.
Here we go!
The pieces of armor are glowing! It's working!
Do you think that's enough?
Fern, are you okay?
You don't look too good.
I just feel a little tired.
Sharing your Starkeeper power with the Galactic Armor must have weakened you.
Maybe this isn't such a great idea then.
You heard Nova, though. It's the only way we've got a chance against Nebulos.
Tank's right, Leo. Guess we're next, Flash.
Yeah.
Come on, we'll do it together.
Okay.
I think that's good. So, who's next?
An incoming video message? From who?
Greetings, Starkeepers.
Nebulos.
It's time we settled this once and for all. Me and my helmet against all of you and the rest of the Galactic Armor. Meet me in 2 days at the following star coordinates.
Or what?
Or my entire Shadow Army will attack Sanctuaria and take the pieces by force. Your choice.
2 days, Nova? We can't go against Nebulos in 2 days. I don't think Fern and the others will have their powers back in time.
They can't go, but Leo, Bubbles, and Tank can. The Galactic Armor hasn't drained their powers yet.
But what about everyone else? Wouldn't it be better to wait for them to recover?
Nebulos only gave us 2 days, Tank. But don't worry, they'll stay here with me.
Ooh, and Tutu and I can help Nova!
Yeah!
Are you guys sure?
Sure, besides, it'll give me time to practice my hot dog eating skills.
What? River, do I absolutely have to go on this mission? I mean, you're more responsible than both of us combined.
Dex, you are not seriously asking me that right now.
But hot dogs!
Let it go, Dex. Besides, you said it yourself, you're the champion of hot dog eating contests, so don't worry about it.
Well, all right, but if I lose my edge, I'm blaming you.
Fine, whatever. Bubbles, Tank, Leo. If we're going to get to Nebulos in time, we need to leave right now. Let's head out.
Right!
We're rooting for you.
Did Nebulos say where we're supposed to meet him? I don't recognize these coordinates he sent us.
It's probably because the Starkeepers have never been to this planet.
Really? Why not?
It's completely empty.
Empty? But where'd all the people go?
They left a long time ago. After Nebulos tried to drain the planet's core, that is. It's Nebulos' home.
What?
Starkeepers, come in.
Hi, Nova!
I'm sorry I didn't have time to give you all the details of my plan. Even though the armor is charged, it is still going to be very hard to defeat Nebulos. So you need to make sure you do part 3. Get the helmet.
Nova, I really don't think he's going to take it off his head after he almost lost it last time to Bubbles and I.
We were so close to getting the helmet too!
I know the plan seems impossible, but don't worry. I'm sending over something that will help. You should get it when you land on the planet. Good luck, Starkeepers.
So, anyone got any ideas on how to get the helmet off Nebulos' head? Tank?
Well, I don't know about ways to get back the Galactic Helmet, but you know how I've been trying to memorize the Codex?
Yeah, and I gotta say, Tank, you have been doing such a great job with that.
Gee, thanks, Bubbles. Anyways, I was actually reading it before we left, and there's this section I thought was pretty cool. Anything is possible when you work together.
I love that! Working together always makes things more fun.
I guess, but how does that help us with the mission?
Think about it. Remember all those missions that seemed impossible? When we worked together and stuck to the plan, it was always okay in the end.
That's true.
Hey guys, we're here, look!
Oh. Is it just me, or does the planet look kind of scary?
is surrounded by asteroids. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
So this is where Nebulos is from. What do you think it looked like before he drained the core?
Who knows? But look at all the old broken buildings. Did Nebulos really do this to his own planet?
That's what the stories say. In his search for ultimate power, he tried draining the power from wherever he could, including his own home. And we've all seen what happens when you mess with the planet's core.
Well, that's not very nice.
No, it's terrible.
This planet is pretty big. Are there any clues to where on the planet Nebulos might be?
Did someone say clues?
Oh no, please, not again.
You know, I brought my magnifying glass, so I can definitely help out if you need any detective work.
I don't think we'll need any, detectives for this one, Bubbles. Nova was able to put the pieces of the key to the stars back together before we left.
We can use it to pinpoint exactly where Nebulos is hiding with the helmet.
That's great! Phew! Leo, I almost had to reveal my identity as Detective Bubbles.
Yeah, that was a close one, Bubbles. This still doesn't explain how we're going to get the helmet from Nebulos.
Someone's going to need to wear the suit.
Okay, but how will that help?
You'll see. Nova told me a little bit of her plan. I think the thing she's sending us will help.
Is that a delivery robot? What's it doing all the way out here?
Well, Nebulos has to get packages sent to him somehow, silly.
I guess, but if that's for Nebulos, why is it coming towards us?
What if that delivery robot thinks we're Nebulos?
No way. Do you think it's bringing Nebulos a pizza? Because I could really use a snack right now.
Package for the Starkeepers.
That's us.
Sign here.
Huh. Okay. Thank you.
This must be the thing Nova said she would send us.
Does it include snacks by any chance? Please say it includes snacks.
I wonder what it is.
Well, we won't know until we open it, Leo.
Okay.
Whoa! It's a fake galactic armor suit!
Not gonna lie here, Leo. Kind of disappointed.
Look! There's a note attached. Dear Starkeepers, I asked Bubbles' granny for a favor. Hey! That's my granny!
Bubbles, the note.
The fake galactic armor suit might help you get the galactic helmet back. We are all rooting for you. Love, Nova.
That's right! Bubbles, we told Nova about how Granny's outfit for her play looked almost exactly like the real galactic suit. She must have asked your granny to make another one to help us out.
Wow, Nova really always has a plan. Maybe getting the helmet won't be as impossible now.
Right. So can someone explain to me what we're going to do with a fake galactic suit?
I think one of us is going to have to be bait.
Me! Please, please, pick me!
Bubbles, are you sure?
Absolutely!
Bubbles it is, then.
Yay! What's bait, by the way?
All right, Leo. Let's go through the checklist one more time. Are you wearing the galactic boots and gloves?
Yep, check.
What about the galactic cape?
Check.
Shield?
Check.
Suit? Fake suit, that is.
Yep.
Great. We're all set. Other than the fake galactic suit, all the armor pieces you're wearing should be charged and ready to go.
How do you feel, Leo?
The armor feels kinda weird. Like my whole body is full of energy. Bubbles, how are you feeling wearing the real galactic suit?
I feel great. I'm so excited. Can't you tell?
No, not really. You're invisible, remember?
Oh, yeah. Oh, being bait is so much fun.
Okay, Leo. When Nebulous arrives, you distract him while Bubbles goes after the helmet.
Got it.
River and I just got these pretty sweet ion slingshots, so you can count on us to have your back.
And I'll power up to make sure Dex and River also have cover.
This is going to be so great.
Okay, Leo, time to let Nebulous know we're here.
Right. Whoa, this feels so cool. All right, one beacon to catch a bad guy coming up.
Oh, think he saw that?
Yep, I think he saw it.
Bubbles, get ready.
Way ahead of you.
If it isn't the Starkeeper that tricked me, where is your annoying babbling friend?
Wouldn't you like to know, Nebulos?
Leo, I don't know about this. He seems much stronger than last time.
I know it seems impossible, Tank, but just stick to the plan, okay? It's like the Codex said, anything is possible when you work together.
Okay.
Get ready, Starkeepers. The rest of the galactic armor is about to be mine.
Oh, no, you don't! My friends and I will never let you get this armor!
Well, my friends and I would have to disagree.
Shadowlings! The place is crawling with them!
River, Dex, you take one side, I'll take the other!
Whatever you do, keep them away from Leo! Dodge this, Shadowlings! You might have most of the armor pieces, but you still can't stop me.
Leo, quick, use the shield.
I'm not going down that easy, Nebulos. Let's see what these gloves do when I add my firepower. Let's see if you can handle the heat.
Whoa! I've never seen Leo shoot so much fire. You think he could do that for the next s'mores cook-off? So many s'mores.
Dex, you're my best friend and I'm glad I know you, but we are currently in the middle of a battle. Doc!
I'm just being positive.
That's great. Now be positive while we help Leo distract Nebulos. We absolutely need to make sure Bubbles grabs the helmet.
You think she's close?
I hope so. Take that!
Look, everyone! Nebulos is losing! Leo's going to defeat him!
Give it up, Nebulos!
You guys? Why is Nebulos laughing? That's bad, right?
What's so funny?
Did you really think I didn't know about your invisible friend?
Ha ha! You missed me!
Stand still!
Missed again!
Wait, how does Nebulos know where Bubbles is? She's invisible!
I knew the suit could turn invisible, so I added heat sensors to my helmet.
Heat sensors? But that means, even though Bubbles is wearing the suit, Nebulos can...
I see you.
Ah!
Oh no! He's got Bubbles!